definitely going to be challenges, definitely going to be harder. But if you look at the way business has responded throughout the pandemic so far, I mean, it's just been absolutely outstanding. I mean, businesses have made huge sacrifices. They've really reinvented themselves. They've done everything to keep us safe. And in cases of the lockdown, they had to close. You know, if the supports keep in place and we keep looking at how we can revitalize our businesses moving forward. And as well as that, there's also some benefits coming through when we see people, you know, coming back home to live here because of the quality of life, and also because they realize now during the pandemic time that actually they work from home as well and have a lifestyle here in Donegal. So there is positives in it as well. I think huge resilience from the business community, and I think that augurs well for the next year ahead. It won't be easy, but you know, I'd keep our head up high and our flag up high and let's go for it.
Important too to maintain the level of cross-border contact there's been in the past weeks and months in particular. Closer contacts than ever between yourselves and colleagues in Derry, Tyrone and so on and so forth. You're going to be making it a priority, I'm sure, to keep that going.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, particularly with Brexit coming on top of us, you know, we're going to look for increased collaboration with the Chamber of Commerce in Derry, and also with the council in there in terms of Derry and Tyrone Council. It really is about working together. It really is about making sure our voice is heard and that central government understand the challenges that we face here just right beside the border.